Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore the conflicting messages that Instagram has been sending out about the future of the app and the platform. What's going on there? Also, a new fast way to get your reels in front of more people. And will it finally be possible for us to go live on Instagram from a computer? That and more Instagram updates coming up on the show today. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard. And I'm the host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, where we break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y. All the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined, unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Today, I'm joined by Natasha Samuel. Natasha is an Instagram expert and a host of the Shine Online podcast. And she also has a number of Instagram-focused courses, including the Instagram Confidence Accelerator, which is a great name. Welcome to the show, Natasha.
Thanks for having me. Excited to chat.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Instagram feed here. They rolled out this new layout to some people. I got it for a little while, and they said, okay, we're not doing that. And they said something that sounded like they are moving toward that again. So what is your take on all of the messages we're getting from Instagram about the future of the app and the feed itself?
Yeah, it's definitely been an exciting last few weeks in the Instagram world. And where it all came about was essentially there was a protest on Instagram of Make Instagram Instagram Again. And it was shared by some pretty big creators and celebrities, which really caught the eye of Instagram. And with all that effort and pushback, Instagram listened and they said that they were going to start to roll back things that weren't really up to par, many being a lot of the features that were kind of created to emulate a TikTok experience. So the types of Reels content they were seeing, only seeing Reels. People were saying they're just not seeing the type of content they want to see. They're not even seeing content from their friends, their favorite brands. So Instagram pretty much said they're going to start rolling back those test features and updates that they've already started. But then Adam Mosseri, who is Instagram CEO, kind of said that they're still going to continue to test and improve those features. That is their goal. So they are going to start testing one of the features that they had rolled out, which is 9x16, so vertical photo. The goal there is to really accommodate photo creators like photographers and people that are using a lot of photo content with the possible AI changes moving more towards accommodating vertical video. So I know a lot of people have already started to get this test feature and they're really just testing it, right? I think they're kind of pumping their brakes a little bit and taking the time to kind of see what the data they're really getting and if users and creators actually like these new features.
It was interesting too. One of the things that Adam said specifically was, you know, yes, there was this protest or whatever you want to call it, but also we saw the data and people were not spending as much time in the app, which of course costs them a lot of money. And so I think there were two things in there. One, we know they're data driven, but two, I felt like he was kind of saying like, we're not going to change things because a Kardashian asked us to, just FYI, which was interesting to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important to understand that Instagram and all social media apps have been embracing more video, not just this year, but for the last few years, right? We had Stories and then IGTV and now Reels. So I think that there's been a lot of pushback lately, but I really don't think this implementation of more video is anything new. And it's something that Instagram has made super clear that they're not completely rolling back.
And I do think that the vertical experience is a strong one for people. I mean, I remember just the first time going into TikTok, you know, a couple of years back, and it was like, wow, I am having a hard time closing this app.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised they're headed that way. But when they kind of tried to jam everything together, and I don't know if you got put into the test, but it was like there was text over captions and it was everything that Instagram is not aesthetically.
Yeah.
Which made for a poor user experience. But they'll get there. They'll
get there, right? Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So NFTs and Web3 and this digital art, we've talked a lot about how Instagram seems to just kind of keep moving toward TikTok, right? And trying to make it more like TikTok is seeing what they were doing. This is one area where they seem to really be investing and excelling on their own. So what is the latest with the digital art and that part of all of this?
Yeah, so Instagram is trying to keep up with the ever-changing online landscape, including NFTs and Web3. People are able to collect and create and share those digital assets and art pieces on Instagram. And there's also some wallet connections that are supported, like Coinbase and Dapper, that people can start to leverage right within the Instagram app. And they said at the beginning of the year, this is something they wanted to focus more on and really test these features and start to roll them out. So we're starting to see them now.
So for people that are skeptical just in general about, you know, okay, is this Web3 a thing? When I see Instagram, you know, they rolled this out now to over 100 countries, and this is not a testing thing for them anymore, right?
Yep.
We've seen these things where, you know, someone like you and I will discuss a change, and then 6 months later, it's like, whatever happened to that? It's gone. But they're going all in on this. And I think that's a pretty good indication of, you know, what Web3 is going to be. And if you want to be early to the Web3 party, I do want to remind you that the Crypto Business Conference is coming up here very, very soon. This is the future of business. The shift toward Web3 is being described as one that hasn't happened since the beginning of the internet. So if you want to be early in adopting the power of Web3 for yourself, your business, and your clients, grab your ticket today for the Crypto Business Conference. Just go to socialmediaexaminer.com/CBC2022. CBC short for Crypto Business Conference, of course. socialmediaexaminer.com/CBC2022. So another Instagram feature that has rolled out is the ability for us to quickly and easily get our reels in front of more people. So tell us about that.
Yes. So just like you can boost an Instagram story or a feed post, you can now boost an Instagram reel. And it's very similar to how you can boost an Instagram story, considering the interface and features are quite similar. So if there's stickers, if there's audio and music on there, you can't boost it. But any other content is fair game to boost and essentially get in front of a new audience and easily essentially run an ad using reels.
Yeah, just from something that's already there. And I see this as a great opportunity if you have a reel that's already performing well, you know, organically, and then it maybe is kind of starting to peter out, but you already know it's bringing you leads or whatever it might be. What a great tool to be able to get it in front of more people. I'll tell you, I went through this morning my last, I don't know how many reels, just say, oh, I wonder which of these I can boost, because the list of exceptions of things you can't boost was pretty lengthy.
Yes.
And every one of them, I got an error. And eventually I got to one where it's like, you can't boost it because of this, 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 and it's too old.
Very picky there.
And it's not surprising, right, that we can't use an Ariana Grande or a Beyonce song in our ad. That doesn't surprise us. But some of the other stuff as well, the ads need to be very, very clean, it sounds like. All right. And then some new tools and features. We've obviously seen a lot of this rolling out in recent weeks and months. So tell us about some of these new ones that we can add to our reels.
Absolutely. So I think the Reels editor has kind of had a reputation of being really clunky and hard to use. But as someone who's tried about every video editor under the sun, I actually think that it's becoming pretty darn good. And this is due to a lot of the features that they're starting to roll out. So one thing is the remix feature, which is very similar to the, not similar, it's identical to the stitch feature inside TikTok, where essentially you can have another video and you can respond to it. You can build a video on top of it. You can have it linked inside your original content, which is really great for conversational pieces of content, whether it's a conversation on a really hot topic, or maybe you're going to remix maybe content from one of your clients or customers. And what's something that's really unique is they've actually added the ability to remix a photo. So now it's not just other videos and reels, you can actually do this with a photo as well. So there's really a lot of creative ways that you can leverage that. They also have expanded some layout features. You also have dual cameras now. So if you go up to film something inside Reels or even in Stories, you can actually not only see the back camera, but also the front selfie camera. So this is a really creative tool of essentially talking, but showing something that you're seeing, and also just other ways that you can add in your own clips, trim, edit, and it's really just become a lot more intuitive.
I was testing out the dual camera thing this morning. I hike in the mornings and it was a full moon behind me and like the sunrise in front of me. And I was like, oh, this was built for this. But it turns out you still can't show a cool full moon and sunrise on a phone camera anyway, or at least I don't have that kind of talent. But I was like, all right, here's a terrible look at this. Now, with the photo remix, can you remix posts, photo posts into Reels?
Yes, a regular feed post, you can actually remix side by side. So you can have the photo on one side, and then you can have your reel responding to, reacting to on the other side. So really interesting that they're kind of including photos into some of these video features.
Yeah, and I see this as a great opportunity if you are posting photos to your feed of your products. You know, imagine being able to take your product and then talk about it right next to it in your reel and obviously reach a lot more people. So very, very cool. And I'm going to mark you down as the person who said the Reels editor is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely not as robust as a regular editor.
Right.
But it's definitely not as clunky as it was 2 years ago.
Yes, fair point. Fair point. All right. So they are also rolling out new features for local businesses and e-commerce. So tell us about this new shopping feature that's being built into Instagram now.
Yes. So we know we have a lot of really great ways that we can link products, whether it's in our posts, whether it's actually in different shopping features or even on your stories. But now you can actually directly send it within the chat. So whether it's a product or something you're wanting to make a sale on, you can directly send that to maybe a customer that's asking a question or that's ready to buy. And Instagram said at the beginning of the year that they really wanted to put a lot more focus on the chat functionality since it's a big part of Facebook. And I think this feature is really bringing that to life for local businesses.
So in the demo screenshots they showed, somebody would say, hey, do you have any of these? And they would send multiple options and somebody could say they wanted one.
Yes.
And then they essentially request payment right there in the DMs.
Right then and there. You can shop directly within the Instagram app. And I think this is an even better way because DMs are the best place to do customer service. So you can easily convert your warmest leads.
Yeah, that's huge. All right. And then the other thing that looks really neat that they're doing with this is a searchable dynamic map experience on Instagram. And I was playing with this a bit earlier, but now essentially if you click on a location in anybody's post or story, it takes you to this new map. So tell us about what is going on with that.
Yeah, what's really exciting is we've had locations on Instagram for a while. We can go to an actual location like a city or a specific park. And now we can go to those locations and actually use it as a discovery tool to discover something new. So maybe you're in your local city and you're looking for a new place to eat on the weekends, or maybe you're traveling and are looking for a place to go to. You can actually use that location and discover new small businesses and local places to go to. So obviously, if you are a location dependent business, which probably got hit really hard during the last few years, this is a really great opportunity to hopefully get some more foot traffic and more discoverability with your content and your Instagram page.
Yeah, and I could definitely see this as an opportunity to put a sign up or whatever you need to do to encourage people to post stories while they're in your business. Because again, any place that has the most things near it is always going to attract the eye when it goes in there. And it's the thing that I think Google hasn't been able to do quite as well, what they would wish they could do. You know, the ultimate is I go in and then I see a story from you at this restaurant and talking about how great it is. And, you know, we know each other and it's like, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to go there because Natasha was raving about the tapas or whatever it might be. So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. And the subscriptions is something that Instagram has been playing with for a while where you can actually have some of your followers pay you and subscribe to your channel. They've been adding some more features to this. So what are the tools that they are giving people that are either using subscriptions or thinking about using subscriptions?
Yes. So subscriptions has recently rolled out for specific creators. It's definitely geared towards being a creator tool, but I think it can apply to small businesses as well. And initially, it just rolled out of you choosing your different payment plan monthly and getting exclusive subscriber-only content that has this little purple label to it. So initially, it was just stories and lives, but now it's becoming a lot of different types of ways that people can get exclusive content. So it's become chats, reels, posts, and this home subscriber page where you can essentially binge all this content. So it's a very similar functionality to Patreon, but it's a really great way to not only monetize the amazing content that you're creating, but to kind of create more of an exclusive experience for your most engaged followers.
For sure. And I think of a client I used to work with that was a restaurant and they had this sandwich special every day. And there was this group of rabid people who always can't, you know, it's like, what's the sandwich? What's the sandwich? And if we didn't post it, they were like, where's the sandwich? And so I think about those type of people and, you know, your super customers. And it's always easy if you think of our customers as fans on a scale from 1 to 10, it's always easier to move a 7 to a 9 or a 10 than it is trying to drag a 1, you know, up to be a 4 or even a 5. So that is a neat tool for that. And then Instagram is testing a feature, which doesn't sound like they put a lot of time into the thought of the name of it. Twitter announced Notes, and this is a completely different thing. So what are Instagram Notes?
Yes, Instagram Notes are essentially where you can send an announcement, a private message to either your close friends or anyone that follows you. So it's kind of like a mixture between you tweeting, but as an actual Instagram story, text only. And so it does expire. It only lasts for 24 hours. I think that's kind of the big differentiator between something like a tweet, for example. But I think it's kind of an interesting way to give some announcements to your followers or close friends. But it definitely feels like another kind of replicate feature from Twitter.
Yeah. And that was exactly what I first thought. It was like, oh, so they're adding Twitter. Although I did like the auto expiring part. So have you seen anything about like where this would show up in the app?
Yeah. So it's actually in the DMs. So if you go to your direct messages, it's actually right at the top. You'll see all of your notes. This is kind of where it ties in, like stories lead to the DMs. And then of course, people that are actually following you, you can actually message in the DM. So it's kind of syncing those two parts of Instagram.
Okay. So it's kind of like a pinned DM almost where it shows there at the top.
Yes.
All right. And are we going to be able to go live on Instagram from a computer? This is something that many of us have been asking for years and years and years now.
Yes, it could be a game changer. And they are right now testing live from your desktop by using streaming software. So right now it's a test feature. So they're really testing it out and certain people are having access to it. But essentially you could manage comments, you could go live right from your desktop. I think it's really interesting to think about how what lives are typically vertical video, how that would go with a webcam and other types of horizontal streaming. But I think it's a really exciting option that would be great to roll out.
Yeah, it might see a big increase in sales of 4K webcams, I was thinking, because then they can crop and then still keep the resolution going, right?
Yes.
And, you know, here on the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, we stream this to YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. And the one place we can't is Instagram. So I could see that being a great tool to have once it rolls out. Awesome. So just a quick reminder, you can get your all-access ticket right now for the Crypto Business Conference at socialmediaexaminer.com/CBC2022. Natasha, where can we discover more about you?
Yes, definitely over on Instagram at Shine with Natasha, and then also YouTube, TikTok at Shine with Natasha, and then the Shine Online podcast.
Awesome. Lots of places you can go check out Natasha and see all of her great content as well. And if you are looking to add another podcast to your podcast listening lineup, you can check out the Social Media Marketing Podcast hosted by Michael Stelzner, as well as his Crypto Business Podcast. And until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thank you, Natasha. And bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.